We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Sadek Beis Amud Beis, and we are starting 17 lines approximately from the top. The first word on the line is Emes, Emes Ella. At the end of that line, Rabbi Elazar b'no Yishar b'yesi agdili oimer, Elazar b'no Yishar b'yesi agdili oimer, Mesim shahachya Yecheskel, the Mesim that Yecheskel brought back to life, Olu l'Eretz Yisrael, they went up there to Yisrael. See, we had them on the Yom before, they died right away. According to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yosef Zeglili, they actually lived a while, and they went up back up there to Yisrael, v'nosu noshim, and they married, they had sons and daughters, and they lived a while. Omer Yisrael Yehudu v'mseir al-Rakhav, Omer, ani v'mnei v'neihem, I am from their grandchildren, v'alolu tefillin, sheniach li avi abba mehem. These are the tefillin that I got from them. Yecheskel lived at the end of the second base, end of the first base of Mikdash, into Golos Bavel, with Tom and Nebuchadnezzar, that's when he lived. And here he says that they went there to Shaul, they had great grandchildren. Rudim Seira was already much later. He says, I am from their Eniklach, and here's Tefillin from them. Now, Maniu Mesim Shahachi Yecheskel. Who are these Mesim that came back to life and had Chias Mesim Yecheskel? Who are they? Amarav, Elu Bnei Ephraim, Shemonu Leketz, V'Tau. That these are the Bnei Ephraim who tried to leave Mitzrayim early. They tried to leave Mitzrayim 30 years earlier. Shenema, the Pasuk says, it's a Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, Ubnei Ephraim, Shusolach, Uvered Benoi, Vesachas Benoi, Vel Odo Benoi, Vesachas Benoi, Vezeved Benoi, Vesusolach Benoi, Veizer, Veelod, Vaharogum. These are the Ikka words, Vaharogum Anchigas, the Plishtim killed them. They went to take their Mikneyam, they started up with them, they were coming through and they started up with them, they got killed by the Plishtim. And it says in the Pasuk, Abel Ephraim Avim Yomim Rabim, Vayivo Echav Nachmai. And Ephraim sat shivering them a long time. It's a pillow because see, Ephraim lived had a big Arichas Yom. This is talking about 30 years before the end of Mitzrayim, because Rashi explains what was the mistake they made. It says that 400 years you'll be in Mitzrayim. So they started counting from the Bris Ben Avsarim, which was 30 years before Yitzchak was born, and we know that starts the 400 years starts when Yitzchak was born. So they were off by 30 years. So 30 years before Yitzchak's Mitzrayim, they went out and they were not Matzliach. The Plishtim killed them, and it says Ephraim was Misabel over them. And that's a big chiddush that Ephraim was sabal over them, because Ephraim means he was marich yomim, married to go away. The words vayivo echov lenachma is not arrived, because echov just means his friends and family. Does not mean it's dafka, his brother. That means Menashe as well. But Ephraim lived very long. It's a big pillow. It means that he lived a very long time. Akaponim, so it says that the Bnei Ephraim left early and they died and their bones were sitting there, and that's the bones that Yecheskel did Tchias HaMesim on. Now, what was the reason? Because they never was zeichet to make it into Eretz Yisrael. So, Fidim and Yomah, they came to Eretz Yisrael, it's very geshmak. That all the other paraklais are made into Eretz Yisrael. Ephraim, the Bnei Ephraim, they died early, they never made it into Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Hashem made this nace that they come into Eretz Yisrael. V'shmul Amah, you know who these people were? Elu Bnei Adam Shekafru Tchias Mesim. These were people who were denying the whole concept of Tchias Mesim. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Vayoyimah Elai ben Odom ha'atzomas ha'ela kol beis Yisrael heima. Hine Imrim, they're saying, Yovshu atzmei seinu va'ovdo sik v'seinu, we have no hope, nigzar nulanu. And unto those people who lost all hope, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes of Tchias Mesim. Rav Yirmi Ve'aba Amar, El b'nei Odom she'im bo lachluch l'shal mitzvah. These are people who don't have any lachluch l'shal mitzvah. They're nothing. They were mamish Rishom Gemurim. Shnemar, Atzomas ha'hevesh ha'shim v'dvar Hashem. Ritzin Afcha Amar, El b'nei Odom she'chifu es ha'echel kul l'shkotz v'masim. These are people who colored on the walls of the ha'echel avayda zara tzuris. Shnemar, va'ovei v'erev, hine kol tavis remes behem ha'shekes v'al gulu b'yis shal m'chuk al ha'kir. They're all carved out on the walls, saviv. And Ksiv says by the story of the Tchias Mesim that Ksiv Hasav Avruni Leim Sava Sava. So we see it's going back on that. That's what we know, it's going back on that. Now the child is like this. Based on the first Bnei Ephraim, we understand why he made Tchias Mesim. Like we explained, there was a reason for it. But the last three are all Rishon. First of all, the first one denied Tchias HaMeisim, and Lachari, it says before that Midikneged, that Rashi already asks and answers that was Loimen HaDin, it was only a Simen, but for a certain reason. So we have to know what's the reason that they made Tchias HaMeisim, and also Inech Luchi HaShemitzvah, the one who did Avodah Zarah, why were they Zeichet Tchias HaMeisim? So the Mefarshim answer, it's a Prashas Drachim really, in Drush Chav Hei, he answers because Klai Yisrael at that time were completely giving up. They said, we're such Rasham, there's no hope for us whatsoever. And Yechezkel showed, look, even these bones, which were Mamash Rasham, even they were Zeichet to Tchias Meisim, so everyone has hope. Just through Tshuva, everyone has hope. Rabbi Yechon Amar, a fifth shot in who these Meisim were, Elu Mesim Shev Bikas Dura. These were the people who died. We'll see, they were the Bachrim who died in Bikas Dura. I'm Rav Yechonon. Menor Eshel Ad Rabbas, from the place Nahar Eshel told Rabbas, Bikas Dura. That's in a place, Bikas Dura is a huge plateau called Dura. And from the city Nahar Eshel to Rabbas, that's where these Mesim were from. What was the story? Shevashash Hegel Nebuchadnezzar Rosh Yisrael, when Nebuchadnezzar sent Klai Yisrael into Galat Svavel. There were certain bachurim who were so beautiful, they dwarfed the sun with their beauty. And there were certain Babylonian girls who saw them. And they were seeing them from the taiva. They were married already. They told the husbands that these bachrim are making us crazy. The bachrim's fault. They were having desires for this bachrim. Ubalayim, and so Rabbalayim went and told the melech. Tziva melech. So what Bukhaz said came along and commanded. They killed them. But Dainu Shafaz Zavais. They were still around. They still saw how beautiful they are. They still were Shafaz Zivais. Tziva Melech, but Robinson Melech, it said, trample them. And they were lying dead on the ground there all these years. And when Yechezkel came, he did Tchias HaMeisim. Tana Rabbanan. V'shal Sheipon Nebuchadnezzar HaRosha Es Chananya Meshal V'Azari L'Kiv Shanesh. There's a whole Maisa in Daniel where Nebuchadnezzar put up a Tzelem, put up a demus, pastors was of himself, and he made a whole statue, and he made a whole party, he called all the kings from the whole world to come watch a spectacle, and everyone had to bow down to this tzelem, and most of the people, even Klai Yisrael, unfortunately, bowed down to the tzelem, and Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah refused, and therefore, Nebuchadnezzar threw them into fire, and they were saved, miraculously they were saved, and they did not burn. So at that time, exactly that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel, go make Tchias HaMeisim on the Meisim and Bikas Dura. Then all of a sudden, when made Tchias HaMeisim, the bones hit Nebuchadnezzar across the face. Now, how did that happen? So one of Pshatim Rashi is that some of the dishes in Nebuchadnezzar's palace were made out of these bones. And when he made Tchias HaMeisim, so the whole entire body came back to life. So those cups turned a live bone. And while he was taking a drink, all of a sudden hit him in the face. And he realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was making a nace right now of Tchias HaMeisim. Omar, ma tivan shel elu, what's going on? He asked. Amru Loi, they told him, Chavareim Shleilu, the friends of Hananiah Mishael Azari, which is Yechezkel, Mechayim Meisim Bikas Dura, is bringing back to life the bones in Bikas Dura. So, Nebuchadnezzar was in the spall. Pasach V'Amar, and he said this following Pasach, Kama Rabravim, your Oisais, which means your miracles are great, v'temoyi, and the wonders, kama to keep them, how strong are they? Ma'chusei, your malchus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your malchus is malchus oilam, is forever, v'shaltonoi am dar v'dar. And it's like malchus, ma'am shatacha, v'chol dar v'dar, your kingdom is forever. He said this pasuk. So, Om Rav Yitzhak, yutzak zav reseach sech piv, pour molten gold down the throat of Nebuchadnezzar, shaloisei rasha, which means that we're giving him a klala, but shalmalei ba malach v'sotei apiv, if not a malach came right away and stopped him and hit him on the mouth, he was gonna say more praise. Because Legano is called Shiras just because Shama Davar said to him. He's about to say praises that would have been bigger than Davar HaMelech's praise and Sefer Tehillim. And the Mefarish Shemas, okay, so he wanted to say praise. How do you stop him saying praise? He wanted to say praise, just let him continue. Zokta Kotzka, he didn't stop him. He gave him a patch over the face, which means like this. He said, let me see you say praises even when it's not going so good, even though you get a bit of Yisurim. David HaMelech, who is fully Yisurim, said, all those Shiras Yisrachas, you're doing well, and you say, they gave him a Sartrei HaPiv, gave him a little clap, and all of a sudden, done. He was done with doing anything. That was the significance of Sartrei HaPiv. Tanu Rabbanan, Shisha Nisim Nasu Boisayim. There was six Nisim done that day of the when Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah were saved from the Kifshon Eish. What were the six Nisim? Ve'elohen, Tzof HaKifshon, first of all, they were thrown into this fire pit, this huge fire pit which used to melt things in there. It's called the Kifshon. And people would not be able to see what's going on. So Hashem made a nace that the whole Kifshon started floating. It went up into the air and people could see. V'nifrat HaKifshon. And the walls of the Kifshon collapsed a little bit so you could see inside. V'humak sudai. And I'll go Rashi Sekab Shav. V'humak sudai means that the plaster that was around the Kifshon melted and went out towards the people and killed his executioners. The ones who were trying to execute Hanan, Mishael, Azariah. That's the third nace. V'nefach tzelem alpanav. The tzelem fell on its face. V'nisifu arba malchiyos. And four malachim, four kings who came to watch, who came to this simcha of Nebuchadnezzar, died, got burnt. V'hachye cheskel sameisim. It could be because they had shaykhis to putting Hanan, Mishael, Azariah into the fire. And the sixth nace was that Yeches the Tchias Amesim, Bikas Dura. The Kula Gemara, the all Messiahs, that we have Messiah, our tradition. But besides for one, the Arba Malchiyos is a Pasuk. The Chsiv, because it says in the Pasuk, by the beginning of the Maisa, in the Nil Gimel Parak Beis, V'nebuchadnezzar Malka, Sholach, the Michnash, Lachashtram Pranya, Seganya, Pachwasa, there's different type of ministers. Then it says, Adar Gazraya, Gedovraya, Disavraya, Tiftaya. Remember those names because they're not going to be in the next pasuk. Those are four names of Malchios, V'chol Shultonim, Adinosai, Lemosa, Chanukas, Tzalma, the Hekin V'chol Shemelka. For the Chanukas HaMizbeach, Chanukas HaTzalma, the Chanukas of the Tzalem that he made. The Chsiv, and it says in the pasuk later on, this is Gimel Yud Beis, that I see Gurvi Yudayim, the main is to say that all of this is Shadach Meshach, Babi Nogay, Govraya, Elech, Lechom, 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 Lechom. And it says there, and the next pasuk does not say. It says, "I seek from Yudayim." Whatever it says, bring the Yudayim in. And that pasuk says that they wanted the Chanan, Mishael, Azariah to bow down. And later on, v'chsiv, the next pasuk is Gimel Chav Zayin Umiskanchim. Again, he gathered in the Achshav Pnaya Sagaya v'Chapasa v'Adibre Malka, and it skips those four. The four of as the Graya, Gedavraya, the Savraya, Tiftaya are missing. Those are the four Malachim who are not alive anymore. So the Gemara told Rabbi Elazar, "Ben Yaakov filled with Shas Sekana, Yishana Odom is Atzmai Min Arabana Shaloi." Even Shas Sekana, person should not take off his Arabana Shal clothing. Shenema, it says in the pasuk that when they threw in Chananya, Mishael, Azariah into the fire, it says, "Badayin Gavraya Elech Kefitu B'Sar B'Leoyin." Pachayam v'karbala seim v'usheyam. Rumolagov ato nori karta. Threw them into the fire. He threw them into the fire together with their clothing, their pachayam, karbala seim, sarvaleim. These are their robes and their fracks. They were wearing everything and throw into the fire that way. Om Rav Yechon, G'daylim tzadikim yoyis v'lach ha'yasharis. Tzadikim are bigger than v'lach ha'yasharis. Shenemar. Because it says in the pasuk that when they threw them into the fire, it says like this. Aneva Omar. All I see over here is Guvrin Arba. I see four people, Sharyon, that they're not tied up anymore. Mahalchin Begoinu are walking in the fire. V'chavoloi Isibahoin. They have no wounds. V'revei the Revia and the body of the fourth one, Dome Levaralin, looks like a Malach. Because what happened was, is why the four people, only three, Malach Gavriel went in there to help them. So he says, I see three people, and I also see a Malach. So who is he mentioned? He says, I see four people, and I also see a Malach. He mentions them The Chanayim and Shav Azar before the Malach. So you see, Tzadikim are bigger than the Malach Yasharis. Omar Rab Tancha Barchan Eloi, Mishal Shiyotsu Chanayim and Shav Azar Mekivshan Aish, when they came out of the Kivshan Aish, Bo Kol Umas Oilom, all the Goyim came, but Tavkos Sanaim Shal Yisrael, they came over, the Sanaim means Klai Yisrael himself. At that point, Klai Yisrael they were all bowed down to the Tzelem. A lot of them bowed themselves, you know, from the Maisa Purim. And so they came to the Zanim Shoshua. I said, "What's going on over here? Look at the Nais, and you don't serve Hashem properly." You have a God like this. To you, Hashem is the tzedakah. Is the tzedakah the nisim? V'lanu boishes upon him kayoyim hazeh. We have boishes upon him kayoyim hazeh.